NYC comprised 29% of recent coronavirus cases the day after Christmas. By Hannah Blow on December 28, 2021. New York City, which has some of the strictest vaccine mandates in the entire country, comprised 29% of new coronavirus cases on December 26, recent data shows. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., has bragged about his coercive vaccine mandates in the city, going as far as requiring private sector employees to get a vaccine and extending the city's vaccine passport program to apply to children as young as 5. It went on for 7 full months, lots of incentives, lots of dialogue, lots of communication, lots of opportunity to talk to your doctor or pediatrician. The voluntary phase is over, he proudly declared in August upon announcing the Key to NYC Pass, which requires businesses to discriminate against unvaccinated individuals. He has continued to busy himself by promoting his coercive edicts during both press conferences and TV appearances, calling for similar vaccine passport programs across the country. Vaccinations work and vaccine mandates work. That's the bottom line, he declared this month, adding that similar programs should be used in more and more places across the country. While the country as a whole is experiencing a spike in the virus, it appears that de Blasio's plentiful restrictions have done little to prevent the spread, at least compared to other areas of the country. On December 26, the day after Christmas, the U.S. reported 189,714 new cases of the virus, according to the New York Times data, making the 7-day rolling average that day 204,739 cases. That same day, New York City, specifically, reported 54,828 new cases. Based on the Times data, that would mean that de Blasio's New York City comprised over a quarter, 29%, of all new cases in the U.S. on the day after Christmas. That day, New York City's 7-day rolling average stood at 19,269 cases, comprising 9% of the country's rolling average. The case percentage dropped the following day, as NYC only comprised 4% of the new cases reported in the U.S. However, the city still comprised 9% of the U.S. 7-day rolling average of cases. According to the Times Tuesday data, both Washington, D.C. and New York lead the U.S. in terms of the daily average of new cases of the virus per capita.